Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, episode 15. Thank you for joining me on the journey. Sadly, I am not fluent in Spanish. To be honest, I'm not even barely functional. The vocabulary and grammar I had crammed into my head during 4 academic years in high school had long ago evaporated from my noggin by the time I set foot in Spain last year. To compensate, I had a list of words and phrases which I had dutifully typed into the Notes app on my phone. But thanks to my ever-present southern drawl, when I would attempt to deploy one of those carefully curated phrases, the results were usually abysmal. The good news, however, was that even in the remotest villages along the Camino, I managed to get something to eat, a bed to sleep in, and information about the location of the closest pharmacy. I was constantly amazed at the patience of the people who work to support pilgrims in getting to their destination. On any given day, I probably witnessed at least a couple of dozen of folks doing all sorts of things to assist us in our journey. Making coffee, cooking breakfast, sweeping floors, cleaning bathrooms, waiting tables, tending bar, and generally doing those service industry tasks which are simultaneously labor-intensive and easily overlooked by those who are benefiting from all the efforts on their behalf. One evening, early in my walk, I watched as a father, his sons, and their wives served tables, poured drinks, and cooked meals for about 40 people. They were in a state of constant motion, and they were doing all of this while attending to people from all over the world who were all tired from their day's journeys, and who all had different levels of expectation about what was supposed to be happening and how quickly things were supposed to be done. I wanted to offer a special word of thanks, and I was so frustrated by my lack of fluency. But then, thanks to the internet and the gift of Wi-Fi, I did what any intrepid pilgrim would do. I typed out a simple message on my phone and then ran it through Google Translate. The message was this: "Thank you so much for everything you are doing to help pilgrims like me on our way. You are working very hard, and we would not be able to do what we're doing without people like you. I want you to know how much I appreciate the help you've given me today. Thank you for your kindness and generosity. God bless you." As I was leaving the dinner table, I walked over to one of the sons, pointed at my phone, pulled up my newly translated note, and showed it to him. He stood there for what seemed like a long time, and for a minute, I was afraid the internet had failed me. Then he looked up at me, his tears welled into his eyes. "Un momento," he said. And then he took my phone and went around showing it to the rest of the family. In response, I received smiles and waves and thumbs up. When my phone was returned, my host said, "Vaya con Dios, peregrino, buen camino," with a sincerity that felt like a blessing. I left dinner with both a full stomach and a full heart. I probably shared that note another 15 or 20 times across Spain. In response, people cried and smiled and hugged me. Now, I don't think for a moment I was the only pilgrim offering thanks. I just think that every pilgrim who took the time to say a personal and intentional thank you was received the same way. The sort of hospitality we all received along the Camino was far beyond people just doing their jobs. I often got the feeling these folks were seeing their work as a ministry on our behalf. Presently, the Camino is closed to pilgrims, and even though Spain is beginning its reopening process, I can hardly imagine the economic impact on all of the albergues, cafes, restaurants, bakeries, and transportation companies that so depend on the pilgrimage for their livelihood. I'm praying for them every day, and when I pray, I remember the faces of those with whom I shared my note along the way a year ago. Over the course of these past 10 weeks here in this country, I've been particularly aware of the folks who do the same sort of work, the work that's so easy to overlook in our society, even though it's work essential to our common life. I've been thinking about people who stock shelves in grocery stores or flip burgers at fast food restaurants or make my favorite coffee concoction at Starbucks or pick up the garbage. I've also been thinking about all those in the various service sector jobs who've been out of work and may not go back anytime soon. Maybe I'm more sensitive to how hard their work is because I've worked for retail stores and janitorial service companies. Maybe I'm worried for them because my son works in a hardware store where he has experienced firsthand the public being condescending, impatient, or downright rude. Maybe it's all of the above. So, fellow back porch pilgrims, may I ask a favor? Somewhere along your path in the next couple of days, take a moment when you're out and about, look one of those cashiers or cooks or baristas or janitors directly in the eye and offer them a deliberate word of thanks, and perhaps even a thumbs up. I promise it won't take much. You just might make someone else's day, and you'll feel better too, I promise. Here's a prayer from my tradition that's been particularly meaningful to me over these past weeks. I hope it speaks to you as well. O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those, both night and day, who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just keep walking.